are going to two sugyas. We're going to start with sugya number 43, which is the sugya of Yerusha B'Knas. So we started by looking at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah is talking about different cases where, let's say, there was a man who was ma'anes the woman, or a little girl, and usually the father gets the knas in such a case. However, the father died before the Hamadas Din. So if the father died before the Hamadas Din, so then what would happen? The girl would get the stuff because the father's no longer around. But if he died after Hamadas Din, so the father would be entitled to the money, and the money would go to her brothers, which are the Yorshim of the father. So the Mishnah seems to clearly be assuming the din is Ein Yerusha B'Knas, because if we assume Yesh Yerusha B'Knas, then the brothers, or the Yorshim, would be able to get the Knas even if the father died before the Hamadas Din. Right, so the starting point, we're going to start off assuming, or we see this Mishnah clearly starts off by saying the din is Ein Yerusha B'Knas. But we are in the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches, so that was just an intro just to understand the topic of whether Yesh Yerusha B'Knas or Ein Yerusha B'Knas. Basically, do we say that the Knas can go to the Yorshim, or do we say that it cannot? So let's look at our Gemara. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Ba'aleha Umesa Pater. So if a man is Ma'anesa, little girl, and before anything happens, before the din happens, she dies, he's pater. Shenem Rabbanasan La'avi Hana'ara, Lo La'avi Mesa. Because the Pasuk says you have to give the Knas to the father of a Nara, and not to the father of a girl who has died. So things that were simple to Abaye were not so simple to Rava. Debay Rava, Yesh Beger Bekever, O Ein Beger Bekever. Here's the main question that we are going to be dealing with. So Rava says, is there Beger Bekever or not? What does that mean? So we know that there are a few ways that a girl gets out of having her father get the Knas. One is if she gets married, because then she's not a Psula anymore. Fine, we've spoken about that a lot of times throughout the year. But the other one is if she becomes a bogaris. If she gets to the age of 12 and a half, her father no longer gets her knasos. So Rava wants to know, let's say she died when she was 11, right? And now a year and a half later, the din's happening. The din on this rape case, so it's happening right now. So does she become a bogaris in the grave or not? Once she's dead, and the father will get everything? Or do we say, no, since really 12 and a half, it's 12 and a half years since she was born, maybe she will be the one to get the knas, whatever that means. Now, what are the ramifications of the shaila? Comes the Gemara and says, Yesh beger bekever ud benahave. Do we say yesh beger bekever and her children get it? Odilma ein beger bekever ud aviahave. So what are the two studim? So we have yesh beger bekever and ein beger bekever, right? So the Gemara has two nafminas. Well, we've only seen one so far. So yesh beger bekever, what would that mean? Ud binahave. What does that mean? That it goes to her children. Yesh beger bekever, she becomes a bogeres in the grave, and the knas then goes to her children. Or ein beger bekever ud avia, or it will go to her father. And ein beger bekever, it will go to her father. So that's the first nafmina. The Gemara then comes and says, no, this can't be because it's not possible for her to have children. That's our next sugya because of a technicality. Shalosh nashim misham shas b'moch, the katana, whatever it is. We'll see that in a little bit. So the Gemara says this can't be because it's not possible for her to have children. The Gemara technically rejects this nafkamina, not fundamentally, only technically rejects this nafkamina and gives a second nafkamina. What's the second nafkamina? Elahachi kami bayale. Yesh beger bekever upaka av. Odilma ein beger bekever velo paka av. So yesh beger bekever paka av. Or ein beger bekever ein paka av. So here are the two nafkaminas, okay? So one and one, I think that's right, that's pretty simple. One and one will align and two will align. So do we say yesh beger bekever ubnahave or ein beger bekever and it will go to her father? That's the first nafkamina. The second nafkamina is Paka av or ein paka av. So the Rishonim all come and point out this giant stira. There seems to be a huge stira between the first nafkamina and the second nafkamina. The first nafkamina, again, we pointed out that it was only technically rejected because she's not going to be able to have kids. But fundamentally, it seemed like it was a good pshat. So what this implies, ubinahave, the fact that it will go to her children, seems to clearly imply yesh beger bekever, right? Not yesh beger bekever, yesh rusha beknas. There are a lot of phrases here. You got to keep them separate. Yesh rusha beknas. However, if we look at the second nafkamina, so it would not be possible to say yesh rusha beknas. Why? Because we just proved that it's a case where there are no kids. So let's say we did say yesh rusha beknas, where would the money go? So now she died. Where would the money go? Who's her next yorish? Her father. So that would mean our nafkamina is paka avin, the father gets it, or in paka avin, the father gets it. Not the best nafkamina we've ever had. That would be philosophy. Sorry, I had to try that. So this second nafkamina is clearly implying ein yerusha beknas. That's the worst handwriting ever. Good. So the first nafkamina is clearly implying yesh yerusha beknas, and the second nafkamina is clearly implying ein yerusha beknas. Does everyone understand the problem? This is a big problem. It is a big stira, and all of the Rishonim dealt with it. Yeah, we're clear on it? Any questions? No problem at all. So the first nafkamina is, do we say yesh beger bekever, which means that she becomes a bogeres in the grave, and because, well, I mean, now she's dead, but because she... Is this a mirror or is this a microphone? Yeah, right? Okay. So, oh, that's better, right? Okay, yeah, that's pretty crazy. So, do we say yesh beger bekever? She becomes a bogeres in the kever, and she should really be entitled to the knas, not her father. And then her children will be the ones to get the knas, because she got it, and now she's going to give it over to Yerusha. So that would imply there's yesh Yerusha beknas. So then the Gemara rejected that, said there can't be any kids, and gave a different nafkamina. But if we said yesh Yerusha beknas over here, her father would be the one to get it in both cases, because there are no kids, so her only yoresh is her father. Because it would really go to her, but she's dead, so it would go to whoever's yoresh her, and her father's yoresh her. She doesn't have any kids, because we just proved she can't have any kids.
Because we're assuming that the fear of knas is generated automatically on the day of the oness.
Ah, okay, we'll get there. But just with, let's say yes. Let's assume yes, that's the case.
Okay.
If we say Yeshu should be knas, that's what we'd have to be assuming. But we'll get to that in a little bit.
No, even if you say Yerusha be knas, right? The second case here, Paka Av.
Well, Yerusha be knas, yeah. I mean, we have to say Ein Yerusha Beknas, because if we were to say Yesh Yerusha Beknas, this would not be enough, meaning because the father would get it in both cases.
Paka'av means the father died, right?
No. Paka'av means we're taking away the zechus from the father. Generally, the father's supposed to get the knas because the girl was raped when she was 11,
okay.
And the father should get the knas. The question is, now that the girl has been dead for a year and a half, and the din's only happening now, so she's technically a bogeres, but she's dead, so is the father still entitled to it or not? So Ein Beger Rekever means the father's going to get it. No matter what, because she did not become a bogeres in the kever.
Okay.
Yesh beger bekever means she became a bogeres, so she's really entitled to it.
Okay.
And in the first case, she gives it over to her children, Beyerusha, and in the second case, she gives it over to her father, Beyerusha, if there would be Yesh Yerusha Beknas. That's why it must be Ein Yerusha Beknas, and the Ma'anis could just keep the money because there's no one to collect it if it's Yesh beger bekever. Yeah? Meaning we only approach it in a way saying that it can't be yesh yerusha beknas, but it comes out that it's ein yerusha beknas. Paka av in this case means the father no longer has a zechus to it because she's a bogeres, but since she's not alive, she doesn't have any yorshim. Her father can't get it, so then ma'anes keeps it. But ein paka av means he just gets it. So there seems to be a blatant stira yesh yerusha beknas versus ein yerusha beknas. We have six approaches to answer this kasha. So first, we had the Ravid. The Ravid was quoted in the Ramban, and we had the Ravid, who says, our favorite answer, Ein Hachinami, right? Comes the Ravid and says, Ein Hachinami. He says, yes, it is a machlokus in the sugyas. One says, Yesh Yerusha Beknas, one says, Ein Yerusha Beknas, but as we mentioned in the first section of the Shir, that the Mishnah says, on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah clearly says, Ein Yerusha Beknas, so we're going to go with the Stam Mishnah. So that is the Shita of the Ravid. Then comes the Ramban. Comes the Ramban and puts a little bit of a twist on the sugya. He says, really, we misunderstood exactly what was going on in this first nafkamina. Udibina Have was never really literal. We were never really talking about a literal child here. Sorry, I can't control that. So, we were never talking literally. It was just saying, if we hold yesh beger bekever, the knas should belong to her and would in theory go to her children. It's never saying that it will go to her children, meaning because she can't have children. But it's saying that it would go to her and in theory have gone to her children. But first of all, she can't have children. But second of all, we hold ein yirusha beknas, so it wouldn't make any sense. So it was all talking hypothetical. So the question is, why would we bring in a child to the case if we didn't have to? If everything's just hypothetical and just trying to say that she's going to get it anyway, then why do we need to bring in a child to the case? So comes the Ramban and explains that we needed to say this because, as we were talking about before, it doesn't really make much sense to say yesh beger bekever. Why would it be that she should get anything? She's dead. She died at the age of 11. So what? It happens to be 12 and a half years past the time of when she was born. Who cares? So the only logical way to explain that is if she has a child, like carrying on her name. If she has a child, it makes sense to say, okay, maybe she's a bogera since then. It doesn't mean we'd actually give it to her. Give it to her children because we hold in yirusha beknas. But it just means, it just makes sense that we could even have the possibility to say yesh yirusha beknas. So that's why, that's what the first case is saying. Then the Gemara ultimately finished off, after proving that it's not possible for her to have a child, the Gemara finished off by saying, no, yesh beger bekever is possible even without that. So it's possible to say yesh yirusha beknas and yesh beger bekever even without that. So it comes out from the Hava Mina to the Maskana, there was never any Hava Mina to say yesh yirusha beknas. It's always going to be ein yirusha beknas. And the son was all a hypothetical question. Yeah? Child. All. Tried the Hebrew bit. Hypothetical. Good. So those are the first two answers. Comes Tosfos and gives the third answer. And he says, really the din is Yesh Yerusha Beknas. Yesh Yerusha Beknas. So now, what's he going to have to explain? He's going to have to explain this nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? If we hold yesh yirusha beknas, it would come out that yesh beger bekever would mean paka'av, which would mean that she is really entitled to it. Now it would go be yirusha because we hold yesh yirusha beknas, and it would go right back to the father because the father's her only yorish. Now that we know she can't have any children, her father's her only yorish. So what kind of nafkamina is it if we have it going in paka'av and it's going to the father, or paka'av and it's going to the father? What kind of nafkamina is that? So comes Tosfos and explains it makes a big difference. Why? Because if the father gets the money through the Yerusha of the daughter, so any debt that she's incurred in her lifetime, any Bali Chov that want to come and collect, they have the right to collect. They're allowed to come collect from this money. It was their owed money from her. And now this money went to Yerusha, which really belonged to her, and now goes to her father, so they're allowed to go collect from that. But if he collects because it's his own Chiyuv, and ein paka'av, meaning the father always was entitled to the money and he stays entitled to the money, then no Baal Chov can come collect from him. It's his money. It never was her money. No Baal Chov can come collect from him. So yesh yirusha beknas, and the second nafkmina is for Baalei Chov. Yeah? We're clear? Okay. Comes Tosfos and quotes the Ri, who suggests our fourth answer. Tosfos B'Shem Ri. He says, over here, when we were talking about Yesh Yerusha Beknas, that was really talking about Ones U'Mefat. Sorry, that was really talking about Boches U'Pegam. When we're dealing with Boches U'Pegam, those are the other payments which have been discussed in the previous days. Those are the other payments that are paid, and those are Mamon payments, not Knas payments. So there's going to be, when we said Yesh Yerusha, it wasn't talking about Yesh Yerusha Beknas, it was talking about Yerusha of Boches U'Pegam. Then the Gemara goes and it's talking about Knas in the second case, and that's why it's Ein Yerusha Beknas. So Tosfos B'Shem the Ri just said Yerusha was by Mamon, and Ein Yerusha was by Knas. Okay, so that was our fourth answer. Comes the fifth answer, and it is the Baal HaMa'or. So the Baal HaMa'or says the real din is Ein Yerusha Beknas. So you cannot be Yorish Knas. However, once the Hamadas din happens, that Knas turns into a Mamon payment. Yeah, we're clear on that? Meaning, everything's really a Knas, but once we have Hamadas din, and now everything's taken care of, all that needs to happen is just the payment itself, so then that's when it becomes Mamon, and that's when we're talking about with the Yerusha versus the Ein Yerusha. So Yesh Yerusha Beknas is talking about a case where the Hamadas din happened, And Ein Yerusha B'Knas is talking about a case where it did not yet happen. So that there is going to be Yerusha when we're dealing with Mamun, and there won't be when we are not dealing with Mamun. So the Baal HaMor asks the question on himself, if we're dealing with a case of her dying after the Hamadas Din, who cares if she's a Boger? Like, who cares what she is now? The Hamadas Din happened already. So he explains, no, it's important for Rabbi Shimon, which is part of the Mishnah over there, that the Shas Tashlumin is the key. So for that it's important. So the Gemara and the Havamina was talking about Rabbi Shimon. That's why Yesh Rusha B'Knas, even though it happened after Hamadas Din, and the Maskana didn't want to talk about Rabbi Shimon, because why would they want to bring Rabbi Shimon, who we don't paskin like in the Maskana of the Gemara? Yeah, so according to the Baal HaMor, within which part? Yes, I think the Ones happens first. Let's say she's 10, whatever, right? Yeah. Then Hamadas Din happens. She's 11. Then she dies at 11 and a half. She dies. And then at 12 and a half, we have the Shas Tashlumin. Right? So until everything else, it seems to come out that the father should get it. The father should get it at this point, right? But now the question is, since this Shas Tashlumin didn't happen until she was a Bogeres, maybe she should get it, because once you're a Bogeres and Shas Tashlumin is the key, according to Rabbi Shimon, maybe she should be the one to get it and her Yorshim should be the ones to get it.
The difference between the beginning and end of Gemara, I guess, Nachmina 1, Nachmina 2,
right,
is...
So now, didn't happen.
In Nachmina 2, the din did not happen.
Right, it didn't happen beforehand, so that because we didn't want to talk about Rabbi Shimon. Over here, this only makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, Shas Tashlumin is the key. According to the way we hold, once the din happens, it's over. So nothing else matters. So the Havamina was talking within Rabbi Shimon, and the Maskanar, second Nachmina, they didn't want to talk about Rabbi Shimon because we don't really hold like Rabbi Shimon. I don't know exactly why that changed or how the Gemara knew, like the Gemara realized that it doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon in the middle, but that's what we seem to be assuming. Yeah. Okay. So that is the fifth approach. What did we just say? The Baal HaMa'or. The key is Hamodas Din by first Nafkamina. So that's why, right, since there was Hamodas Din, that's why it's going to be Yeshua Shabbiganas, because that turns it into a Mamon payment. Okay? The sixth approach is from Rabbi Chanan and the Kobit Shiurim. So he says there's a difference in the two cases. When we said Yeshurusha B'Knas, and we had the assumption, the possibility of Yeshurusha B'Knas, that was talking about it going to her children. And when we said Ein Yerusha B'Knas, that was talking about it going to her father. He says there's a big difference when we're talking about a Yerusha going to her children versus going to her father. Because there's a concept we already see in the Gemara above Basra called Kam Tachtav, where the child is basically just taking the place of the parent. So by that type of Yerusha, which is like an extraordinary level of Yerusha, it's a super level of Yerusha, and since we're dealing with a super level of Yerusha, it's even going to apply B'Knas. However, when we're talking about the standard dinim of Yerusha, where it would go to her father, so there, by K'nas, we're not going to say that there's possibly a Yerusha. So what's the sixth approach? It's already getting a little too low here. Sixth approach is Kovit Shirim. And what's he saying? Kovit Shirim says, Kam Tachtav is the difference. Right? Because when we're dealing with her children getting it, it's different than when we are dealing with her father getting it. So let's just review what we have for this year so far. So we had two comments in the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches. One said, Yesh Beger Bekever, O Ein Beger Bekever. And the Gemara gave two nafkaminas to that question. The first nafkamina was, do we say it's going to go to her son, meaning she's a Bogera, she's really entitled to it, it will go Birusha to her children, or does it not go, or is she not considered a Bogeres and it will go to her father? Or do we say, Yesh Beger Bekever and Paka'av, meaning the father no longer has any rights to it and the Ma'anis will be able to keep the money, or Ein Paka'av, meaning Ein Beger Bekever and the father will get the stuff. So we showed how there's a clear stira, there's a blatant stira between these two nafkaminas. The first nafkamina is assuming Yesh Yerusha B'Knas, and the second nafkamina is assuming Ein Yerusha B'Knas. We need to figure out what's going on. How do we solve this stira? So we had six approaches. First, the Rabbit said Ein Hachanami. Yes, it's a machlokas. We're probably going to hold Ein Yerusha B'Knas because there's a Mishnah that seems to hold that way. The Ramban says ein yirusha b'knas, and when it said udibinahave, that was all just a hypothetical question. No, it was never actually going to go to her children because we hold ein yirusha b'knas, but it was all a hypothetical question to help us understand the shaila. Tosos says the real din is yesh yirusha b'knas, and the second nafgamina, where it seemed to imply ein yirusha b'knas, had a different aspect to it. Really, it's yesh yirusha b'knas, but it was really talking about whether a baal chov can come collect. So either way, it's going to go to the father. Question is whether any debtors can come and claim you owe me money because his daughter owed them money. Good. Fourth answer was from the Ri, also quoted in Tosos, and he said, no, they were just dealing with different things. Yerusha was dealing with Boshes Begam, which is Mamon, and that's why there's Yerusha allowed. And Ein Yerusha was dealing with Knas, and that's why we said Ein Yerusha Beknas. Then we had the Bala Ma'or, number five, which said that the first Nafkamina was dealing with a case of after Hamadas Din, which creates Mamon. And the second nafkamina was not. We drew out the timelines here, showed how it's only going within Rabbi Shimon. Good. And then the last answer of the Kobe Churim said there's a difference between children being Yorish and parents being Yorish. And Kam Tachtav is really the difference. So that is how the sugya lines up. So we obviously went to take a little tour through Shas and see if there are any raya. So our first raya is the first thing we mentioned in this year. That Mishnah seems to say, if a girl was raped, when she was a katan, now we're going to Hamadas Din, and the father dies before the Hamadas Din, she is entitled to the money. However, if he dies after Hamadas Din, then her brothers, the Yorshim of the father, are entitled to the money. If we held the Din is Yesh Yerusha B'Knas, the brothers, the Yorshim, should get it whether he dies before Hamadas Din or after Hamadas Din. It shouldn't matter. So clearly that Mishnah seems to be assuming the Din is Ein Yerusha B'Knas. Seems to be a very clear raya from a Mishnah. That's a pretty strong place to get a raya from. So, how do we answer this raya? Comes the Ritva and he says, no. It could be that the general din is Yesh Yerusha B'Knas, and there's something else going on in that Mishnah. What's going on in that Mishnah? So he quotes a klal. The Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph says there's a klal of Ein Adam Morish Zechus Sheyesh Lo Bebito Levanof. There are certain times that a father gets certain zechuyos based on things that have happened or because of his daughter. And the Gemara says, those types of zechuyos don't usually go to Yerusha. Father would not let those things go to Yerusha to the sons. So that's what's going on in that case. Generally, we hold Yesh Yerusha B'Knas, but before the father, if the father died before Hamadas Din, and now the guy's only going to owe her money because of the girl, so that he's not going to give over to the sons. Once the Hamadas Din already happened, and now it's just his money, it's just sitting in his bank account, all that stuff's going to go to Yerusha anyway. But when we're talking about going into the Hamadas Din, a father's not going to be morish that to the sons. And that's why that Gemara, that's why that Mishnah didn't have the option of giving it to the sons before Hamadas Din. So that Mishnah is no longer a proof. So we could say either way, Yesh Yerusha B'Knas or Ein Yerusha B'Knas, we no longer have a proof either way. So we then brought a proof from this whole case with Shuas HaPikadon, which seemed to be very clear. It seemed to be a clear raya that we have Yerusha by... Well, Yerusha only applies by Mamon and not by Knas. We then showed from the Riha Lavan that it will not necessarily be a Raya. We then had one last Raya with the case in Bava Kama with Dalad Vehei, and it seemed to be a clear Raya for Yesh Yerusha B'Knas because of Tficho Mechira. We are not going to delve into those so much right now, but Ayin Shum. So again, just to sum up the Sugya, we had a Shaila, a Stira, six potential answers, and a few possible proofs. We only really dealt with one of them with the Ritva shot in that Mishnah. So that is the end of the...